On the air, emergency triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're going to come out of emergency traffic because we're starting to see these northbound delays break up. They're not clear yet, but this is the turning point where we start to see some speeds improve. You're still going to be caught in delays northbound from Bangor Highway up to 7200 South. You get a break in the action, but speeds start to dip below the freeway limit as you're going between 4500 South into downtown. Eastbound I-215 South Belt, heavy and slow from it's going to be about 2300 East, rounding Knutson's Corner, and southbound I-215's East Belt. Still some slowing coming into 6200 South. Brandon Crow.
North and southbound of the West Belt of the 215 is all clear and good to go. Southbound I-15 is going to be slow from Taylorsville all the way down to South Jordan. Then it clears up for a bit before slowing down again in Bluffdale, where those delays linger down all the way into American Fork. Mark.
Yeah, it looks like the signals are out. Thank you, KSL Traffic Trooper, texting us at 57500 West Gentile from Angel Street, 3200 West in Layton. Big backup, and then the big backups continue in Davis County on northbound I-15, Farmington up to Layton Hills Mall. Sluggish up to Roy after that. Highway 89 is still fairly steady delays making your way. Fruit Heights up to I-84. At Performance Ford, Lincoln Bountiful, they go further as Utah's number one Ford dealer with a large selection of Fords. They'll put a smile on your face, every customer, every vehicle, every day. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.